Good evening. It's Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, and you're tuned into the Financial Services Online Weekly Finance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, bringing you this week's top stories shaping the financial industry in Australia. We start off with a strategic shift in the banking landscape. The ANZ Group, under the guidance of CEO Nuno Matos, has halted its remaining $800 million share buyback to fund a comprehensive restructuring plan. Small steps towards greater leaps, if you will. The aim? Streamline operations, enhance risk management, and chase a target of $800 million in pre-tax cost savings this financial year. Now, this has resulted in the bank gaining a 3.3% rise in share prices and painting a promising financial future. On a similar banking note, the latest report from the Reserve Bank of Australia reveals the nation's financial resilience amid the global uncertainty. For all you prudent business owners and financial leaders out there, the news is good. We're standing firm. The banking sector remains robust with high capital and liquidity levels, providing a stable pillar for economic stability. Shifted to business conditions now, and they remain steady in September 2025, according to the latest survey from NAB. Sales performance is on a rise, profitability showing an increase, yet job numbers indicate ongoing labor market challenges. Now these figures call upon businesses to stay vigilant amid the ever-evolving economic landscape, while also fueling up their strategic initiatives with calculated risks. Finally, we're moving on to a slightly rough patch. One of the renowned names in the Australian motorcycle industry, Peter Stevens Motorcycles, has recently entered voluntary administration. It's a challenging time with a debt of over $65.9 million looming large over its future. The administrators are currently assessing the situation, and it's this outcome that will heavily influence the Australian motorcycle retail landscape in the upcoming months. And that brings us to the close of this week's Financial News Wrap. Keep an eye out on financialservicesonline.com.au for continuous updates and insights. This is Paige Estratori signing off. Remember, inform your decisions with knowledge and guide your actions with understanding. Stay savvy, Australia.